Time for Triple Team Traffic now. Let's see how things are on the roads this moment. Eric Butler.
And you, go ahead.
In the KSL Traffic Center. Now you.
All right, thanks. I-15 southbound, very slow from South Salt Lake all the way down into Draper. And you're going to have to add at least 15 to 20 minutes of travel time for that. If you're northbound, you've also got some delayed speeds as you head from Sandy up into Midvale. Now we're looking at Bangor Highway at a couple of slowdown spots. One is at 54 south and then further down the line at 90th south. And the 201 highway, after being much worse earlier because of an accident, it's quite a bit better from I-15 into Magna, but you do have some slowing heading from 5600 West to 72nd West. Dave Meekum.
We've got a hazmat spill reported. This is going to be up Spanish Fork Canyon, Highway 6, eastbound, about a mile or so before you get to the 89 turnoff there in the Thistle area. If you're heading that way, now we understand that the report is not impacting any of the lanes, but watch out for emergency crews that may be on the scene there. If you're around the point of the mountain, you've got some problems there northbound on the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. You're going to get some delays coming down the north side of the point, and those are going to be in place almost all the way up to the Bangor Highway and beyond. If you're heading southbound, coming out of the Salt Lake Valley, getting into Utah County, you're going to get the delays right on top of the point, and they're going to be in place down to Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
North on I-15, very slow right now, 3300 south up to the north interchange. The Davis County delays, nothing too unusual between Farmington and Clearfield, but it is extremely slow there around SR-193. Visit Bassett Furniture's remodeling sale going on now, half off all dining tables, beds and accent chairs and recliners with minimum purchase of $1,500. Visit your local Bassett Furniture for details. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.